Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we are back, and we have a whole lot to cover tonight, so let me go to hello, Ron.
All right. This is about the Rhinos, Carson City, Nevada. This is from LifeSite News. A self-professed Catholic and pro-life Republican governor signed pro-abortion legislation that codified his predecessor's executive order and received the backing of Planned Parenthood. Governor Joe Lombardi, or Lombardo, signed legislation on Tuesday that prohibits prosecution of abortionists in the state who break abortion laws in other states.
Yeah.
So, you know, just another example of the Rhinos. They're our worst enemy, really.
Solomon said, money answereth all things. You find out that these Rhinos, they're always got their hands out, too. They're always,
yeah.
There's something in it for them, okay? And boy, do we have them here in Ohio.
Yes, we do.
Alrighty, here. I just did that when the Texas lawmakers, they allow removal of rogue prosecutors who fail to enforce the law. That's basically that really what's happening. But I'll read just another paragraph or two. The Texas legislature passed a bill May 28th that could pave the way for locally elected prosecutors to be removed from office for misconduct if they fail to enforce certain laws. We need that here in Ohio. We need that all around the rest of the country. House Bill 7, PDF, was introduced by Republican State Senator John Huffman earlier this year and passed the Senate Sunday at a 22-11 vote after passing both legislative houses in April. It now heads to Governor Greg Abbott's desk to be signed into law. Under the legislation, the Texas residents who have lived in the country for at least 6 months may file a petition against any prosecuting attorney accusing them of misconduct if the top local prosecutor fails to prosecute a class or type of criminal. Boy, do they need this in New York.
Yeah.
Huh? They really need this in New York.
The whole country.
Yeah. Offense under the state. Or if they instruct any law enforcement to refuse to arrest individuals suspected of committing a class type of offense under state laws. We just had an article where a guy had, he had been put, like 20-something times he'd been arrested, turned loose right away.
Yeah.
And he got out on the same day he got back out. They released him one more time. He went and murdered somebody. Okay. Probably thought he'd get away with it. In fact, you know, actually, like in Chicago, let's just say, you know, you've done about everything. You've gone hunting and all of this in places. But Antifa said that they were going to start shooting white kids. Okay. But you really, you haven't been able to just to go out and like they did, like the Nazis did in the Warsaw Ghetto, where they let the little children run out and they call it rat shooting. They were shooting the rats and they would shoot the little children. Or like they did at Waco when they ran out of the fire, you know. And here in Chicago, if you really want to go, if you have enough money, you could actually go and shoot a few kids. And you can pay the price.
Nothing will happen, yeah.
Nothing will happen. If you got enough money, okay. You got enough money, you can get away with it.
Yeah. Look at all these no bail laws. That's beyond unbelievable they put those in.
Yep. And you know, here's one of the reasons. The curse of Kamala, major fund promoted by Biden's VP, devastated in the aftermath of George Floyd's death in the hands of police and Minneapolis. Kamala Harris repeatedly reported or promoted a fund that activists used to get suspects in various crimes out of jail.
Yes.
She got the worst of one of them that she helped get out of jail. And she thought it was a great thing because this guy had been accused of sexually assaulting an 8-year-old girl. And I remember Hillary Clinton getting this guy off. Who had raped a 10.
Yeah.
You remember that, John?
She was laughing about it.
Yeah. I remember hearing her say he was as guilty as hell, but I got him off, and she was laughing.
That's on your website, actually, that actual recording.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Pastor Ernie, there's been follow-up of that young girl that was raped, and Hillary got the rapist, got him off. And wow, is she messed up from that test, Ernie, she never, ever recovered from it.
Wow. Yeah, well, I mean, and see, this is what Hillary, Comey and Christopher Wray and these guys, Merrick Garland, they're all scared to death of Hillary. I mean, you know, Hillary is the Jezebel, the Queen Jezebel out there. And, you know, she's the one that did the whole, was behind the whole Russia hoax. But she's the one that has them all pulled together. I don't know. But that woman is wicked as the day is long, isn't she?
They're probably afraid of her, Pastor Ernie.
Well, yeah, they are because of, you've got
whatever machine she has behind her. I mean, you don't live long.
Well, you've got over 100 dead bodies of people, anyone who could have caused it.
Yeah.
And no matter how close you are to them, okay, you could be working in her office one day and have an accident the next, huh?
Yeah, her and Putin. You know, here we have Arkansas, the people get knocked off that know too much in that. And then you got Putin's side in Russia.
They usually come up with some strange kind of...
Radiation poisoning, or they jump out of windows.
Yeah, it's always some kind of a... Now, here's the woman, Tara Reid, the one that Biden raped. You know, I hear that she has taken refuge in Russia, that she went to Russia. Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah, it's true. She was afraid of her life.
Yeah. Just like the whistleblower that just blew the whistle from the IRS, he's hiding. They can't find him. These people are afraid of their lives. And you saw what the FBI did to the four of those agents that came out and did the right thing, the four courageous FBI whistleblowers. And now another one just come out recently. And there's more and more that are coming out. That finally we're getting, it's exposing us. And they say that now Ray is going to, they're going to follow up and charge Ray with contempt of Congress. And that's jail time. And so...
No, it isn't, Pastor Ernie. Because the district attorney, the federal district attorney of Washington has to prosecute it.
Well, they just were saying on Fox News just last night that...
Yeah, in the real world, in the real world, you're absolutely right. But, you know, we're in Alice in Wonderland right now.
Yeah, I know. So the federal, unless the Congress can get it into another court, if they can get it into an out-of-state court, somehow they can do that. He will have to be prosecuted. Or they can, order federal marshals. Maybe somebody within the FBI will do the right thing and, use the law to go ahead and because of what Ray has done. You know, when I was in the military, I would not obey an unlawful order. I don't care. And if that meant you went to the brig, you went to the brig. But you did not obey an unlawful order. And so we'll see what happens. Okay, the chickens are coming home to roost. Pride comes before the fall. What do you have there?
South Dakota farmers are losing their farms. So this is about a gentleman, Jared Bosley, is one of over 80 South Dakota landowners currently facing eminent domain lawsuits from a company called Summit Carbon Solutions, who wants to seize their property and use it to build a carbon capture pipeline that will transport CO2 emissions from Iowa to North Dakota to be stored underground. And they've got no help from their Republican leadership in South Dakota also. They're all on the same team. I mean, they're piping CO2 underground from one state to another.
Judge blasts filings after being doctored by AI. This is an interesting one. A judge has blasted a recent filing in a federal court in Manhattan after discovering it was doctored by artificial intelligence and contained bogus information, as in made-up cases and citations. Well, I mean, we're seeing that all and more all the time, aren't we, in these courts? All righty.
Yeah, they're not following the law anyways, Pastor Ernie.
I know. It's just unbelievable. But at least this judge, at least this judge did his job. I mean, today there's so much corruption. You know, it's they're talking, you know, you heard about judge shopping, and there's judge buying today, too. And speaking about incompetence, smoking gun, latest leak by Jack Smith. Jack Smith is the one that's trying to persecute President Trump. They've hired this guy. They went out, they looked for a dirty cop, someone who's very corrupt, okay? Someone who fits right in with Merrick Garland. These people are so corrupt. They're blatantly corrupt. Right out, they have no decency or honor or integrity, do they?
Nope.
Okay. On Wednesday afternoon, special counsel Jack Smith, and that's who I'm talking about. Now, it's an interesting thing because we have a guy local that's named Jack Smith, and he's with Right Way Law. He's just the opposite of this fellow. Jack Smith leaked a report on CNN claiming they have audio recordings of Trump talking about classified documents. They probably used AI to do
that. That's what I'm just thinking, yep.
Yeah.
You can't, I don't think we can believe any, seeing is no. And hearing is no longer believing.
No. And
No, we don't believe any of that nonsense.
Yeah. Now we have more information on the latest DOJ, that's the Department of Jerks, real jerks, leaked to the legacy media. The so-called classified information was a report written by, and this is what was written here, by dummy Mark Milley, who surrendered Afghanistan to the Taliban and turned over $80 billion worth of U.S. weapons to the terrorist group. And then he said he had to do it, okay? And Milley, he'll be gone soon, and this guy was just, and they just gave him a decoration, another medal. Unbelievable how America's in real trouble.
Yeah.
Boy, we're in real trouble with God. Milley wrote a report on his invasion plans into Iran that included the deployment of a massive number of troops into the Islamic State. This was obviously not taken seriously by the President Trump or his staff. Trump was the first U.S. president in decades to keep the U.S. out of any wars. There you go. Boy, and Trump was really good on Hannity tonight, too. He was...
Wasn't he, Pastor Ernie? I didn't see it.
Yeah, he was... He was really letting... Just telling how bad things are. And what he did while he was in office, all of the things that, you know, when you remember how, you know... How we were, America was looked upon, we were respected in the world, and people feared us, but we were a nation of laws, building a wall, doing the right things, doing things that are right. Look what you've got. You got a pedophile in the White House that was not elected. He usurped that. He's in there now. The Democratic Party, you know, people... There's an article about Chinese spies. Do you have that article on the spies, the Chinese? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. People keep talking about how all these Chinese spies are around a military base. Look, let me ask you something. Can a Chinese communist spy be any more communist than a Democratic congressman? Can they be more of a danger to us, John, than those?
No.
Okay.
No, Pastor, they're one and the same now. They are one and the same.
Absolutely.
And we've been warning that for years and years. The Democrat Party was sort of like they had high, hardcore ones that weren't holding back, but the rest were camouflaged as communists. Now they're all strutting around as communists.
Yeah. And I mean, here, I don't know. I mean, you know, somewhere it seems like a lot of our you know, Republican congressmen and senators don't quite understand it. They're there with them. These people that want to kill the babies, they want to completely take us off. They want to destroy our economy, try to force us. They want to bring in the Agenda 2030. try to control every aspect of our lives. They've openly come out and said people that refuse to take the poisonous poke should go to prison for doing that, okay? They absolutely, you know, they are Antichrist. Agenda 21, they're as every bit communist as any of the communists in China, are they not? I don't know.
They are, Pastor Ernie. And many of them are funded by Soros.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, we have an article. Soros' son has...
And his kid, yeah.
His kid has visited the White House with Joe Obama Biden 17 times. He's been there with Joe Obama Biden.
And when you see his son, that's the most disturbing thing in the world, because you know Soros is probably 120 years old now and his days are numbered, but that kid will just step right in and continue right on.
Like Chelsea's doing, trying to vote for Hillary, And so,
well, Pastor Ernie, Soros was behind Clinton, Bill Clinton.
Oh, yeah. Well, not only that, he's...
No, I meant real clear was Obama.
Oh, yeah.
There were meetings, and there is George Soros sitting there with Obama.
Do you remember when Jesse Jackson, it was the Democratic Convention, Jesse Jackson there, and a former ambassador, Andrew Young, and Jackson didn't know that his mic was hot.
Oh, and, yeah, I remember that, yes.
And do you remember
when he said Hymie Town?
Do you remember, what Jackson wanted to do to Obama?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he talked about castrating him, and the reason for that was that Jesse Jackson had come and said he wanted Obama to come and speak to his Rainbow Coalition, and Obama told him, I don't have time. And Jackson said, you don't have time for Jesse Jackson and the Rainbow Coalition? And Obama had told him, I don't really need you anymore. I've got George Soros as my backer. Huh. And there you go. Now, George Soros also is a heavy backer of Hillary. Wherever there's evil and wickedness, you'll find the Soros there.
Yeah, anything to destroy Western civilization.
Yep.
Anything. Everything that's evil, that man's involved in.
Yep.
Yeah.
And if once I hear someone is even slightly connected to George Soros, that's the end of it.
Yeah. And so, always available for you, Hunter Biden and his associates had direct contact with Joe Biden's staff and emails. Well, we knew that. Hunter Biden's business, look, if Hunter's living in the house and he's paying money laundering
$5,000 a month rent?
$5,000 a month rent.
Yeah.
And here in this house are found all kinds of the documents.
Yeah, classified.
Classified documents in the house. Now, Hunter Biden is sleeping with Chinese
children.
Yeah, children, but also Hunter Biden is working for the Chinese government.
Yeah.
Now, he had access to all, Hunter Biden had access to all of these classified documents, but you sure won't hear anything about that with Merrick Garland's so-called Justice Department, right? You don't expect Christopher Wray to do anything about that, do you?
No. They just released more pictures from the laptop, and it is so appalling, it's beyond words. It's like Rudy Giuliani said, he couldn't even look through it.
Yeah.
And it's not even 10 second news on any of the media outlets, including Fox.
No, that's why we're here.
Yep.
It's that, folks, it is a sinister, it's an evil, it's a very deep and dark evil. Here he goes on. Hunter Biden's business partners had considerable influence in the office of then Vice President Joe Biden, going so far as arranging invitations to state functions. A new trove of emails released by the National Archives on Wednesday shows the emails which were released to Americans First Legal as part of a lawsuit raised questions about Joe Biden's repeated denials that he had no knowledge of his son's overseas business dealings. In at least one instance, Hunter Biden's former business partner, Eric Schurin, initiated contact with the vice president of top aides to get association into the 2010 State Department lunch with the senior Chinese Communist Party officials. Other emails suggest Hunter Biden received confidential information from the vice president's office about a 2010 trip to Africa. Well, yeah, Hunter Biden, the whole Biden crime cartel was getting paid by China. That's why he worked so hard. He was under orders by the Communist Chinese to keep the southern border open so that they could continue to bring in thousands and thousands and thousands of Chinese nationals that are in this country right now. Folks, we've been telling you this now about that for 2.5 years, haven't we?
Yep.
Okay.
Pastor Ernie, I mean, he is a foreign agent as president of the United States.
Yeah.
Unregistered foreign agent.
His job is to destroy the United States, and he's doing it right before our eyes in many, many ways. The economy, with the border being open, he's the deficit, inflation, you name it, and then he's promoting its plan. It's a systematic plan. Destruction of the United States. This isn't like, oh, he made a bad decision here, and he made a bad. This is planned.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, is planned. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. The Democratic Party is the enemies of freedom. They're the enemies of America. And so,
this one is kind of good news for the unvaccinated. The U.S. COVID mitigation measures resulted in 23 times higher COVID deaths. And this is from Steve Hirsch. He actually looked at an Amish community in Pennsylvania. And the unvaccinated Amish were the control group. Their infection fatality rate from COVID was 23 times lower than the surrounding community. Their secret, they ignored all the CDC recommendations. So out of a population of 45,000 Amish people, only 5 deaths. And it's kind of interesting. They have a little meme. It's a picture of a reporter talking to two Amish gentlemen, older guys. And she goes, "Why isn't COVID affecting you people?" And he replied, "We don't have TV."
Very good. All right. You know what I think we're going to do? I think we'll open the phone lines to take some calls. What do you guys think? All right, let's do that. Let's open a phone line, and the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Did you have another one, another article there?
I wanted to comment about something you guys were talking about right at the beginning about exporting our debauchery around the world, like Africa and all that.
That's very serious. We're like a vector of sin.
Yes, and the nice thing is there's a lot of countries that are rejecting that. And it dawned on me during the soccer World Cup in Qatar, and all the Western media was just furious because they weren't open for the gays, they weren't accepting. And in Qatar, they'll arrest you for promoting LGBTQ debauchery. But in the Western societies, they'll arrest you for disrespecting the LGBTQ debauchery. That's how far gone we are.
Gotten from. So what God has called an abomination, what God has called the stench of rotting flesh in his nostrils, something that is absolutely so repulsive to him, we see the what is called the mainstream media pushing this and embracing it. I watched that, like that Spectrum News. They embrace this. The sin. See, but they don't realize the sin. Now, I'll bet if you were to talk to someone, there would be professing Christians on there. But I'll bet there would actually be not one real Christian working there, because they would promote this thing. They've got no idea. The same thing with all of the NBC, ABC, CBS. John, do you remember when I called the Department of Justice, the DOJ, and I talked to them over there, and I asked them if they knew any. Now, they have, what, like 1,900 lawyers there, okay? And I asked them, do you know of any Christians at all at the Department of Justice? Do you know of any Christians I talked to them, and they said, well, you know what we'll do? We will, we'll ask. You just hang on, and we'll ask around. Just stay on the phone for a while. We'll be back, and we'll, we're going to go talk to some of the lawyers here and ask any of them if they are. So they went for about, 10, 15 minutes, and they came back, and they said, well, we talked to many of the lawyers, and no, we have no professing Christians at all here.
Do you know, one thing people don't know about lawyers is in most states, not all, they bury the cemeteries. They'll bury them 10 feet deep instead of 6 feet deep because deep down, lawyers really aren't bad people.
Yes. All right. All right, there you go. You want to go to South Africa? In South Africa, 3 murders every hour. South African farmers have set up safe havens as crime explodes. Now, you see these, and they've gone together. The Afrikaner Freedom Front is a group of South African farmers that, because the government there is so corrupt, they pretty much said, you know, it's open season on white people.
Yeah. They can't even sell their property because they know they can just take it away for free if they don't kill them.
And so now they formed a front, and they're ready to stand and fight. And so, all righty, so let's go ahead and take some calls. Who do we have first?
Hal Burns in Michigan.
Let's go to Michigan for Hal Burns. Hey, Hal, you're in Michigan.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good. I have on July 1st, I guess they're going to go to the digital dollar. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I've been hearing all about it. I'll believe it when it actually happens. But
it will happen eventually. That's guaranteed.
Well, they got MasterCard. They're trying it on MasterCard, Citibank, and Wells Fargo. They've been doing that. So they're experimenting. So I don't know exactly how true it is.
It's going to happen. Every country is going to be on the central bank digital currency, and it'll be like China's. I don't know if you're familiar how they have their social credits and all that stuff, where they can shut down. You can't buy food. You can't do this. They also can do. It's current. It's almost like if you get your paycheck from your company right now, it goes out automatically to your checking account. It'll be very similar to that, but this currency, they can actually have like expiration dates, so you really can't save money. It'll expire in 6 months or whatnot. But it's horrible.
Here's what the resistance is doing.
So if I use my MasterCard, let's say they can track. Say if I wanted to buy a firearm. They could track that, and they can identify that, couldn't they?
Oh, they can not only identify it; they can actually head that off.
Yeah,
it's almost like you mentioned a credit card. Say if you have a credit card, you're over your limit; it won't work. You don't have to be over your limit; they can actually simply turn that off. You know, you won't be able to purchase it.
And I have one more thing too. I was elected to the school board here in Michigan. And okay. So I looked in the library and I saw some of these books that weren't too kosher. So when we had the meeting, I went in there and I slammed the books on the thing about these guys here, and they were saying that you're out of line. I says, no, you are out of line.
Well, that's good for you.
Yeah, that's congratulations on that.
Yeah, you got to stand up. But on the digital currency, they kept changing the date. They kept moving the date that, you know, they were going to bring this out a year ago, okay? And so now, but here's what's happening. There are some places, and John, I believe it's in the state of Texas where
it's not close yet, but the laws are in they're in the works where Texas is going to go on a gold, issue its own currency. It's going to go on a gold standard.
Yep.
That there'll be digital money and paper money, and you're going to have your choice of paper or digital, but it's all backed by gold.
Yeah, there's good. From what I understand, there's a number of other states that are looking into doing the same thing. And now there has been
what we need.
Yeah.
So right now you're saying that it, we don't know if it's going to be there yet, or what is the consensus of it?
Well, you know,
I don't think July 1st. They can't set it up that quick. And then the other thing I heard is that they're going to transition it in slowly. So what they're going to do with, like, the welfare EBT, I think it's called, they're going to exchange their cards for, like, a digital currency. So it'll phase in little by little. That's the way I see it happening.
Yeah, because I know Canada, I have relatives over in Canada, and they had paper money, but now they start to have the other money because it doesn't wear out.
All righty, very good. Okay, well, thanks for calling. We'll be right back after this. We're going to a break. When your world has come unglued and you don't know what to do, remember God. He's the one that made you. When the world has put you down and your life is one big frown, remember Him. He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. Through the good times and the sorrows, Almighty God is still His name. When you've been done all wrong and you need someone who's strong, remember Him, He's the one who loves you. And through all kinds of trouble, you'll find He'll never change. When the world has found you guilty, He'll take away the blame.
Away the blame.
He's always right. He's never wrong. He'll make your troubles all be gone. Remember Him. He's the one who loves you. 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 Him, He's the one who died for you. All righty, we're back. And folks, I want to tell you, people ask me, tell us about the church. Tell us about Doers of the Word Baptist Church. So I will. Doers of the Word Baptist Church is an unregistered, we're an actual New Testament church. We are not a 501c3 corporation. And we are located at, what is it?
14781.
I knew it. He knows exactly how to get to church. 14781 Sperry Road in Newberry, Ohio. And this coming Sunday, Lord's willing, well, we have a Bible study that starts in the morning at 8:30, and then it goes to 9:30, and then there's another one. But this Sunday, pride comes before the fall. Pride comes before the fall. We're going to be taking a look at Pride Month, what they're having. The Bible says a whole lot. God's not real happy with prideful people, is he?
Okay. It's pretty clear, too.
And so the Democrats out there got to understand where they're heading, and it's not in a good direction. And so we're going to be taking a good look at that. And then at 4 o'clock, we're gonna have a film, and it's going to be called From Here to the Final Days, The Final Days. It's really a good film. You have Dr. David Martin's on there. We're going to be taking a look at what has happened, going back to the start of this whole COVID thing, looking at what it was really all about, what it was really started for, okay? You talk about the American people and the world they have been fleeced. The flocks have been fleeced.
Like never before.
Like never before. And where we're at right now. And so that's going to be at 4 o'clock. So Bible study starts at 8:30. Then we have another one at 9:30. Then we have at the regular service starts at 11:30. And then we have another class at about 1:30. About 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock, right?
Right after, yeah.
And then at 4 o'clock, we have this film. And then the regular service, the 5 o'clock service, the evening service. So we're doers of the word, aren't we?
Yes.
And boy, folks, it's very... Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And we won't let you walk out of there with being lacked of knowledge, will we?
No.
No, we don't get it. So let's go... And the address again is 14781 Sperry Road, and that's Newberry, Ohio. And we're right at the corner of Sperry Road and Route 87 under the 800-foot tower in Newberry, Ohio. And let's go out to San Diego and talk to Jack. Hey, Jack.
So growing interest in a potential financial revolution, and it has several elements to it. Which would be stop using your credit cards, get rid of your cell phones, go to landlines or satellite phones, stop using online banking. You go to a checking account. You keep the money in the bank to cover your checks. And anything over that, you keep in cash at your home where you have control over it. It's a lot easier and a lot safer to win a financial revolution than an armed revolution. What if you were to just stop buying stuff? You know, you don't buy that new washer and dryer or that new car. Start saving your money. You go on a financial strike. And I'll tell you, they will cave in and give you whatever you want.
Well, here's the thing with that. To a degree, a lot of that is happening. You have more and more of these barter associations that are springing up where they'll, you know, you bring things in, whatever you have to trade, and they'll give you something of equal value, or you'll get a credit. And those are springing up, too, more and more of those. So people understand that. Let me just tell you this, too. I've been going to, we go to the salvage stores. I don't like going to, I refuse to go to any of your big grocery stores, your chains, unless it's something I absolutely have to have there. Like, I don't go to Walmart. I wouldn't go to Target, any of these stores. I go to the mom and pop. But here on the salvage stores out there where it used to be, you would go in, and maybe be 5 or 6 people in the store. Now there's 40, 50 people. And let me tell you what they're doing. There's, I'm seeing a panic buying.
Yeah.
I've gone in there, and I'm watching this, and shopping carts are filled to overflowing.
Yeah.
There's people know that something's coming, and they're getting prepared. They're stocking up with things. They're looking for a long haul here.
Well, look, you know, if the government is issuing satellite telephones to all U.S. senators, you know something is imminent.
Yeah.
But oh, yeah.
Here's the thing that I don't understand. Maybe you guys can explain it to me. When you talk about a digital currency, how is that different from the electronic currency we use now? And what I'm talking about is most people make a transaction today. They're not using cash. They're using some form of electronic transaction. And to me, all that is traceable. I don't see the difference between that and a digital currency. So maybe you can enlighten me and tell me the difference.
It's similar, and that's why I kind of brought up the, you know, you get your paycheck, your company just sends it off, electronic funds transfer to your bank account, or use your credit card. So it's similar in that way where it's electronic and it's supposedly instantaneously, but this is going to be done on the blockchain, but it's not real crypto. if it's real crypto, it would be done. It's a public blockchain that's redundant with thousands of nodes. This is going to be a private blockchain that they control. I envision something similar. You're going to have like a credit card. That's how you're going to identify yourself when you buy stuff. But what they're going to be able to do with this is at the drop of a hat, instantaneously control. You can buy this, you can't buy that, or it's going to be you have to spend this in X amount of months. It is going to be something. People like George Soros, Bill Gates, and all the globalists, it's their wildest dreams because if they convert this, all our dollars to central bank digital currency, they control everything. They'll control how you breathe.
Right. Well,
because
let me ask you this then. To make that work, I mean, right now, if you want a private transaction, you have to use cash. So if you want to make digital currency work, wouldn't you have to outlaw paper currency?
Oh, absolutely. What they're going to do is they're going to say, okay, bring all your cash to the bank, and then we're going to give you, if you have $1,000 worth of cash, we're going to give you $1,000 worth of the central bank digital currency. Cash will be taken out of the system because it won't work without it. And once you do that, we have no control over anything. If you get a chance, just look into the Chinese. The Chinese yuan, digital yuan, is already, they're implementing it. It's already, I don't want to say fully implemented, but in certain provinces. If you go on the internet, you'll see that these people can't move from point A to point B without the cell phone and the digital currency.
Okay, so let me leave you with this thought. So my wife and I, we like to go to the casinos, and in San Diego, all the casinos are owned and operated by the Indians, and you're on their territorial land, and I want to tell you there is no electronic betting. You want to initiate a bet, whether it's the slot machine or the table games, you have to put up cash. That's all they recognize is cash. They must know something.
I think for the time being, yes, but once, and I don't know how, when this, at least our central bank digital currency will take place. It could be years from now. I don't know, but it will happen. And once it does,
you understand that would be the end of your financial privacy.
Absolutely. I think your financial, not only privacy, but your existence.
All righty. Thanks, Jack. I got to move on.
No control.
Who do we have next there? Okay, a salvage store, or they're like they're like grocery stores, but what happens is when you have cases of things that a case breaks open, and they can't sell that like to a regular say one of your regular grocery stores because they have insurance
little and dings and stuff.
Yeah, so. The salvage, they go back to a warehouse, and then people come in and they bid on these things, and you get them so much less. In other words, for example, let's just say those little ramen soups. Now, you go to most of these places, you go to buy a ramen soup, and you'll pay at least 25 cents for one, okay? You can get them for 9 or 10 cents at a salvage store, okay? Boxes of cereal where you would pay $4 or $5 in a grocery store. You bet you buy them for a buck.
Yeah.
VH juice. I like VH juice. And in the grocery stores, they have VH juice. Now, it's almost $4 for a bottle of the VH juice. I'm getting the same for $1.29 in the salvage stores. So it's just where it's all these goods. Again, they can't be sold as new because the cases broke open or something. Same thing with candy bars. You know, you're buying nice Hershey candy bars or whatever for 10 cents a bar instead of paying the regular high price. So that's what it's called, salvage stores.
Amber in San Diego.
Let's go to San Diego, and we have Amber. Hey, Amber.
Oh, hi, Pastor Ernie. You and your whole show there, John, are on the list of my heroes.
Well, thank you.
yes. I'm calling because on two points. I've been, hearing Well, actually, my 2 points are one on some disturbing information I've came across today on Ron DeSantis, and then also that whole ousting of the best attorney general, Ken Paxton, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
First, on the disturbing news about DeSantis that I read today, and I did, go through Florida newspapers and validate that this information is true. There was a man in Florida that right after the 2020 election, he was a big donor to DeSantis. He was being investigated for pedophilia. He was this gentleman, I believe his name was Sturman, and he was luring like young boys and girls to his home, promising them like concert tickets to Taylor Swift. And it came out that this was this man was Ron DeSantis' best friend, and he was actually a roommate with Ron DeSantis. So this gentleman, I wouldn't say gentleman, but, he was being investigated and he committed suicide during the investigation. And, I thought this was just, rumors and a joke, but actually it's all through, like, back then when he committed suicide, it's all in the Florida newspapers. How he was DeSantis' best friend and his roommate.
Well, so let me just say this here, because I don't know. You can have friends. I've got friends that have done terrible things too. Okay, So I don't think you can hold Ron DeSantis, responsible for anything that his friend has done. Okay, I don't know. We don't know enough about that, and I certainly don't trust the newspapers or the local media there in Florida, so I wouldn't do that. I think Ron has to be responsible for things he does, and that's what I'm watching is what he does and not what his friends do. I have one of my childhood friends who was one of my best when we were kids growing up. He ended up spending, he's still in prison today, but he's in a prison hospital, and he's been in prison since 1985, but him and I were very good friends as we were kids growing up, okay? And so,
I understand that, but, I just wanted to mention that because that's, been coming up just recently. But the other thing that, is not really good about DeSantis as well is that, he's been meeting with the Bushes, and also Karl Rove. They've been consulting him on his, on his run. And he's also been visiting Rupert Murdoch, from Fox News.
I'm very well aware of that.
And that's why, because Ron DeSantis knows that MAGA, would not support him meeting with Karl Rove and the Bushes of all people. So, I don't know if you remember, but just not too long ago, DeSantis signed some legislation or something to where his travel records will not, where people don't know his travel records. And they're saying it's because he doesn't want MAGA to know his, where he's been traveling with meeting with the Bushes and stuff.
Okay, but, well, you keep, also, April, we're running out of time. How much time do I have there?
You're right at 5 minutes.
Okay, I'm out of time, April. Okay. I have to go.
All right.
Thanks for calling. John, you've got 5 minutes. Can you do it in 5 minutes, John?
Okay, Pastor Ernie. I've said this many times, and it's still true. Everything we're dealing with now, one day, will pass away when at the second coming of Jesus Christ. But our relationship with Him is what matters into eternity. There is a literal heaven and a literal hell, and God loves us, and He wants us to be in heaven with Him. But man has a problem, and it's called sin. That sin has to be dealt with. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God in his love sent Jesus to pay the penalty for our sin. This is most important. God's holy, he's righteous. Sin must be dealt with before someone can go to heaven. So Jesus on the cross died and shed his blood to pay the penalty for sin. But it's not enough that he died and paid the penalty. You must take that to yourself. You must confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believing that he died on the cross to pay the penalty for your sin. And it also involves repentance. Repentance is an act of the will that I've been living a sinful life separated from God. I'm doing it about face, and I'm going to now with Jesus Christ and his word at the center of my life. And not only did he die for my sin, but he rose the third day from the dead, and he is bodily returning to earth. So anyone that is willing to make that confession, the Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you repent and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will have assurance of eternal life and be in heaven with God. Without Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there's a place there's a place that people go to. It's called hell. Hell is real.
90 and, seconds, John.
Okay, thank you, Pastor Ernie. So, the Bible is very clear that God will forgive anyone. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And Pastor Ernie and everybody here on the show, we're pleading with people, do not put this off. Eternity is real, folks. I have known people that had no idea they were going to die young. They never thought of it. They never thought they were going to die that day, but they did. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Please turn to God through Jesus Christ. Confess him tonight as your Lord and Savior. Thank God that he has sent Jesus to pay the penalty for sin. And your life will be completely changed from that. And also God wants to heal the broken heart. I tie this always together. Not only does he want to save your soul, but right now he wants to heal your broken hearts along with saving your soul.
All right, very, very good, John.
Okay, that's right.
Nobody has ever regretted getting saved, have they?
No, nope. I certainly didn't. I can speak for myself. Certainly didn't, Pastor Ernie.
And there's nobody in heaven that doesn't want to be there, I'll tell you. We're out of time, so at this time every night, we go and we say this. Good night. God bless. And always, always, always
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
Pepsi Zero Sugar has a new, better flavor. A Zero Sugar Cola has never tasted this good. But we don't expect you to take our word for it, so we're putting it to the test.
Starting with me.
Cue the fireworks. We have an official best Zero Sugar ever. It's delicious, it's refreshing, and it's so good you'll need to try it for yourself. Pepsi Zero Sugar. Zero never tasted so good. That's what I like.
Want to make waves on a free Sea-Doo this summer? Stop by the Pepsi display at your local Walmart to find out how you can win.